Okay, good evening. We'll call to order the conference on reapportionment between the House and the Senate. Chairman Olivo, welcome.
Thank you, Chair Galvano. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great. Well, we have, as you know, asked for this conference after receiving the House plan, which is 90-79 in terms of maps. And I've had a chance to go through it, as have most of our members, and quite frankly, it's very similar. Very similar. It was obviously based off the Senate proposal that went over to the House, and there were some changes that I believe incorporated the plaintiff's changes as well as other things that made it more compact and in compliance with the metrics. We did have some questions that came up today and some continued concerns regarding South Florida in particular. And so, you know, I thought maybe to start, if I could make a request and maybe get an answer now or when we reconvene. But there were some questions that I had regarding Lake County and what the justification was on that configuration.
Thank you, Chair Galvano. We should say on the record that a quorum of two is present.
Does that make one a quorum?
That's not sure. Does the tie go to the runner in this case? That's a Trujillo joke. I got to give him credit for that. So Mr. Jason Parada is here with us. As you know, he's one of the map drawers on the House side. And so any questions that you may have, we can certainly have him try to address now. Any questions that would require them to go back and look at any area in order to do, we can certainly instruct them to do that. So feel free to ask any questions.
Okay, well, why don't we do this, just if we can make a note of that in terms of a justification that was asked, and you know, instead of going through the changes at this point, let me make a recommendation to you, and if you agree, then it will give staff something to work on over the evening and come back to us. And that recommendation would be for us to have the staff go back and look at South Florida, in particular Miami-Dade. And what I'd like to have done is for us to look back at the base map that have been proposed and see if there is a configuration within those base maps that could be juxtaposed into 90-79 that might improve the overall metrics. And, you know, then we could get some feedback on that and then decide where we go from there.
I think that we're very open to taking a look at that and your concerns in that area and to check on those other base maps that were put together and see if any one of those configurations would improve the map.
Okay. Well, if we can instruct House and Senate staff to do that along with the assistance of counsel, I think that's the directive from this conference committee at this point. And then once we have that and we reconvene, if there are any other questions, and we can work that through. And have we talked about time for tomorrow?
We've not.
Okay. I guess it would depend on where the staff is and where our presiding officers think we can work it into the schedule.
Well, I concur.
Okay. Well, then that's what we'll do, and we are adjourned for this evening.
Thank you.